Hey everyone, you're listening to the LFC Podcasting Couch, and this episode's brought to you by Pharmacy Mart, Fairfield, New South Wales. Now, if you mention this podcast to the team, you'll receive 20% off their entire vitamin and sports supplement range. That's Pharmacy Mart opposite the Fairfield train station. And if you want any more location details, head to pharmacymart.com.au. Now, let's get on with the show.
Lovely cushion header. Pacheco!
Hey everyone, and welcome to the LFC Podcasting Couch. It is episode 94. We're creeping up to the big, what's it called? It's not La Decima, is it? No, obviously not. It's the century. We'll call it the century. So anyway, it is here. I'm disappointed because I've got bloody Arsenal playing in Sydney, and I'm just like, I can't stand watching it. I can't support watching that football. So I've turned it off, and I thought, let's do a podcast. And my mate, Nadsy, has put his hand up.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm waving hand.
Waving hand. Thanks, man. So yeah, called Nadsy on. You'd know him as at @N3_LFC. He's a guy who's so damn nice. He gave away his 16,000 follower account to. Do you want to announce it?
Well, I mentioned it briefly. I gave it to Carl Cullender, who runs a construction company. Well. Mainly steel company called CK Steel.
Yep.
He is the man of steel that if you're in need of an erection in South Africa, call him.
Come on, man. Straight to the filth. Okay. So
he does steel erections. That's what he does.
Steel, okay. Superman. Love it. So on a side note as well, we thought, hey, well, we have to have someone new on the pod. That's what we're about. It is a community-based podcast, which is all about making sure we connect with the world. And we thought, what place has 1.6 billion people? And we thought, India, clearly. So spoke to my friend Joe from Forecast, and I asked him, does he have anyone who would like to join? And he goes, well, there's a guy who runs the Forecast India podcast who might want to jump on. And I don't think we've had an actual Indian on the pod, even though I am heritage Indian. So,
me too.
Shall we bring
Indian?
Oh yeah. Shall we bring him?
Let's bring on.
His name is
Triple Indian.
Amir. If I can dial his name, Amir Bakshi. So let's see how this one goes. I've added him in. He should be calling now. I can see it. It's buzzing. It's all very exciting. I don't know what's going to sound like, but I'm crossing my fingers. Remember, I don't edit these pods, so let's get into it. It'd be so funny if he jumps in and just starts swearing his ass off.
That'd be hilarious.
Mr. Amir Bakshi, are you there, my good friend?
Yes. This is Amir Bakshi here.
You are live and being recorded as we speak. So, how are you doing, man?
Oh, fine. Thank you. How are you, man?
Very, very good. So I was just saying on the pod that I was speaking to my friend Joe at Forecast and said, do you have any guys who would be keen to do a quick pod? And your name came up, so...
And I'm still at work right now.
Oh, no. What time is it over in India? Because it's like 9:15 p.m. In Australia.
It's 4:45 evening.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you should be at work.
Yeah, I am.
No time off.
But I'm self-employed, so that's why.
Oh, true. Disappear. Nadsy, what time is it over in the UK?
It's just kind of to 12:15, so just after midday.
Nice. Okay, so I really should introduce as well. Sorry, Amir, my name is Nish. I run this podcast, and Nads is one of our regulars and one of the guys who helped me grow with his lovely tweeting and back on top soon gifts on Twitter. So
actually, I follow Nads on Twitter. I saw his name and it just popped that I follow him on Twitter.
Cool. Yeah.
Good to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, good to meet you too, mate.
Awesome. So I do this for every single new person who comes on the podcast. I do know that you do something with Four at Fields of Anfield Road, but I give everyone the opportunity, A, to introduce themselves and what they do, and you can talk about the pod on that. But also, if you would like to tell us the question I ask everybody, what got you into Liverpool in the first place? So, fire away, Amir.
The passion, actually. You know, it was something, you know, relatable. Saw the first match in 2003. You know, in India, you don't get to see that many matches back then.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I used to switch on the TV to watch football, it was always, you know, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester United and Arsenal.
Yeah.
These were the four teams that, you know, whose matches were showed the most. Mm-hmm. And I loved Liverpool the most. Mainly because of the, you know, the atmosphere around the stadium and, you know, Owen in his prime, Gerrard, you know, coming through. So, you know, there was something, there was an, you know, there was an attraction towards Liverpool. How did I choose Liverpool? We just chose each other.
Nice. That's it. Beautiful. It's just romance at the first sight. I love it. So exactly, 2003, mate, that's a decent amount of time now for following that from India as well. I mean, I have been back to India a few times and I do see it now that it's pretty much on TV all the time. The Premier League is just shown constantly. But I thought that India was very much dominated by the Barcelonas and Real Madrids of the world. Is it still like that? Or do you see Liverpool growing in popularity through India?
It is actually growing pretty much. You do see lots of Barca and Madrid fans, but then there are United fans and Arsenal fans, you know.
Yeah, of course.
To give competition to the Liverpool fans. But yeah, Liverpool is actually growing pretty fast over here. And even in a small city like Surat, where I am from, there are like 50 fans, you know, which is a decent amount when you come and visit Surat. So yeah.
It's pretty much all your family members, really. We are both Indian at the end of the day. So that's just the immediate family. Good to hear. Awesome. Okay, that's a really good intro. Do you want to talk quickly about Foresight? Do you want to do that maybe at the end? So, because I know you've only got about half an hour with us. So,
I've just started writing for Foresight, cool. And it's been a pleasure. And I always wanted to do something Liverpool related for the last, you know, 5-10 years, but never got the platform. Plus, I'm not a tech savvy person.
Nice.
So these all things came slowly to me.
Okay, cool. So guys, if you're out there and you already know Foresight, that's great. If you don't, go to Foresight for Fields of Anfield Road site and listen to Forecast, Forecast. That's their podcast. So you'll see Amir on there and get chatting, especially all you Indians out there. It'd be good to have more of you just kicking out those Man United, just burn those Man United shirts and whatnot and move on to a proper club. That would be highly, highly appreciated. I was in Singapore recently and I was absolutely disgusted how many Man United fans there were just proudly wearing that disgusting shirt. And I was just like, come on, something's got to happen in Singapore now to make that pop. So we'll see. Happy days. Nadzi, over to you. Do you mind if you give us, I'm going to take a wild guess that you watched Tranmere. Was it last night in England? It was this morning for us in Australia. So you watched it. Give us your overall thoughts.
I did. So I thought, you know, obviously starting with two different teams, or rather a team for the first half and then another team for the second half, but obviously Karius in goal. I thought there was lots of positives. I thought Trent Alexander-Arnold was fantastic. I just think, For me, and I've said this on your podcast before, and I've said this to you, obviously, away from Twitter as well, that I just feel that, for me, he offers so much in terms of not just him going forward in terms of his forward play and his final ball, but also defensively. And I think, as a starting right back, I think if I was Nathaniel Clyne, I'd be looking very, very, very closely over my shoulder. I think he's a young man that, above any other player that has come through the academy in the under-23s, standouts for me. Talk about standouts and young players. I mean, how impressive was Solanke on his debut? Okay, it's a pre-season game and everything else, but, you know, as a young man, the way he spoke before the game and the way he spoke in his interview just shows a level of maturity that I thought, do you know what? I think he's going to offer a lot to us in terms of in a few minutes and having, you know, that kind of, you know, he's coming into the team as well, you know, off a great tournament. Obviously, we won the World Cup for the under-20s, so he has that added confidence along with Ivia Jaria and obviously with Shea Ojo. And I think Ojo, whilst he may go out on loan, and I fully, I fully sort of agree that he should in terms of getting some minutes and getting that confidence. And I would hope that, you know, with him being linked to Middlesbrough and Newcastle, that Newcastle is his destination, although it's looking unlikely.
Yeah.
Because I think under Rafa, he'd certainly thrive. But I think as a whole, last night, 4-0, you can't grumble at that. I think in terms of, you know, even, you know, your boy Woodburn got a penalty. you know, number 58. Hell, so hopefully yeah, he keeps that number and you get your shirt updated for Woodburn, because I know that you're going to have that in the first place.
Beautiful.
I think you can just take away from the fact that, look, it's a first preseason game. There's a lot of things to kind of be ironed out and kind of, you know, blow a few cobwebs and stuff like that. But as a whole, you can't be too upset about that. And I think, you know, the fact that some of the young boys in particular, as I mentioned, Trenton and Solanke, you know, kind of impressed. And I think that bodes well. And hopefully tomorrow also, you know, playing Wigan, I think the boys might get a few more minutes. And that will just kind of increase their confidence and let them bed in a bit better as well.
Definitely. Over to you, Amir. What were your overall thoughts of the game?
I think I agree with Ned's, with the Trent and Solanke points. I just want to add, Kent looked like a star in that second half for me.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that was, we were creating everything and it was coming through Kent, even that penalty which Woodburn won. But I think Kent was a star in that second half. Ned has already touched upon TA, but Grušić looked absolutely brilliant in the central midfield. And even Ojo, someone like Ojo, he was pretty direct. We know that, but still, you know, he showed those glimpses that what he can offer. And if you're talking about a squad player, I think Kent can do that job. If Klopp decides to send Ojo on loan, I think Kent can be a very pretty effective, a squad player for me. Apart from him, one negative, and I think everyone knows about that, and that's Marković. He looked bad. I mean, seriously, if he can't do that again, he can't, he couldn't make an impact against a non-league side, man.
Yeah.
His decision making was awful. His touches were, out of sort. Everything, it was just, pissing me off every time he got on the ball. I'm fumbling over words because I'm so angry right now. If Watford come in with that 10, 12 million offer, just take the money and please. Because I don't think when Salah and Mane are going to come, he's not going to get any playing time. I would rather see Kent and Ojo given a chance, after them. Yeah. I can't see Marković anywhere near the club next season, man.
Yeah, and it's not to just, keep ratting on the guy. I haven't liked him for quite a while, but I don't want to seem like I've got an agenda or anything. But every time he gets an opportunity, he does not take it. And it's just, it's not like, oh, he hasn't given a chance. Well, every time he gets given a chance, he just ends up doing that, either getting lost or having a heavy touch at the wrong moment or not making good decisions or running into corners. There were a couple of times where I thought he did okay. Then it completely overshadows the fact that an 18 or 19-year-old Ojo...
That shot that he blazed over from 7, 8 yards.
Oh, God.
How bad was that? That was literally, tapping.
Yeah.
He just needed to hit the target. That's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Now, imagine that in a big game where we're nil all and it's the 90th minute and you're just there. Well, didn't Lallana do that? And we go back to the Lallana miss, but I forgive Lallana because he's made up for it many, many times over. But
yes, sir.
My goodness, I totally get it and completely agree as well. There's one of those very few moments on Twitter when you start playing the Twitter game where you have an immense amount of pride, and that usually for me comes when I call something early and then eventually over time it comes true. In this particular case, it is Ryan Kent, and I've loved him for a long time. And back in, I'm going to get the exact date, the 26th of June, so it's not that long ago, but it's still, 3-4 weeks ago? I created a tweet that says, people don't seem to know how special Ryan Kent is and why I think he's part of LFC's future. So I've made a 1-minute compilation video. Enjoy. And I made that, and it got 1,500 likes and 640 retweets so far. And as soon as I saw him just giving it loads and having an amazing game, I was like, I'm just going to give this video a little push. So if you haven't seen that, head to my account, give it a shot. I watch a lot of Academy and I've seen Kent. He's always had a bit of a problem with the final ball, but when you play 45 games in the Championship, and that's a long ass season and it's a very tough competition, you have to build up a lot more skill, and he seems to have done that, and he seems to be making better choices, smarter choices. So I completely agree. I hope he does more of that in preseason and earns himself a spot on the bench so that he can help out. you know, he can go on the right as well. So he can take off Mane, can take off Salah, whatever. Just give us another option. Yeah. Subsequently, I thought Ojo had a great game. I thought Lucas looked very comfortable. And it's just annoying saying that because we're there going, but we know we could do better. I wish Lovren was fit because I want to see him have a good preseason. He needs it to really stake his claim that he's not just going to get it kicked out the door. And I thought Karius was comfortable despite not really having much to do. But does anyone else have anyone in particular that really caught the eye? Shout out, you guys. No particular order.
No, I don't really have much to add. Sorry?
Chirivella.
Yeah, I think he did okay, but I've mentioned him on a couple of tweets that he'd be someone that I would look to move on because I don't feel that where Nish is 100% spot on it, and I've always been a big fan of Kent as well because I watch a lot of the academy as well. In terms of that, you know, Nish mentioned the perfect example where the loan system has fully been utilised and fully been appreciated by Kent, and he's also kind of he's going to reap the benefits for his career, but also I think Liverpool will as well. But with Chirivella, I just don't feel, you know, that he has anything to offer in terms of breaking into the current squad, even be on the bench. So for me, either he goes out on loan or he gets moved on, in my opinion.
Yeah. It was sad because he went to, I can't remember the name of the team, but it was a really bad team. Yeah, Go Ahead Eagles. And I think they got relegated in the end. So they really had a terrible season. Yeah. And he didn't exactly set the world alight. He did play games. And he does definitely look like a better player since then. But as you said, Nads, I don't think he's made enough of a step. And it's a shame because I think he came here when Sergi Canos joined us. And he was captain of the under-23s, maybe, something along those lines. But again, I don't think he's done quite enough to deserve a spot in our Premier League winning squad and Champions League winning squad. I'm allowed to be optimistic, all right? It's preseason. Give me a break.
Yeah, so. Sure. Why not?
Who? Anyone else catch your eye, Amir?
I don't think so. But I just want to point out regarding that, I don't buy that Sakho is unfit. After the match, the journalist asked, "What about Sakho?" And he said, first let him be fit, and then we'll think about it." But I don't think he's, he's for my money, he's fit. Mm. We're just looking to get rid of him. And that's something that, you know, caught my mind after the game. But coming back to the performances, I really liked Karius' performance. You know, there was nothing spectacular about it, but he was pretty solid. And there were a couple of saves and him coming for cross and clearing the lines.
Yeah,
he was good at it. I can't say he caught the eye, but he did. You know what was expected of him. And for me, he should be the number one. I said it last season also, but because he's a, you know, he may not be the big money signing, but he was brought in to be the number one. And I think even Klopp sees that. But yeah, Mignolet will start as a number one. But yeah, my personal favorite is Karius, and he did pretty good yesterday. I'm looking forward to seeing him in more preseason games.
Yeah.
Especially against Bayerns and all the big teams. I would really like to see him.
See how he goes. Danny Ward had a bad back, so unfortunately he wasn't included, but I loved seeing Camille Grabara given a shot because, again, for the under-23s, he's had a really good season. Young Polish keeper. Now, take a look. He doesn't look like much, which is weird. He looks very skinny, but he makes extremely good decisions. So,
what can you drink?
Ooh, Nads?
Yeah, I'll push.
Nadsy?
Hello?
Were you talking to someone else then?
No. Something just, I don't know what happened there.
Nah, that's all right. All good. Anyway, onto something different. It was quite funny having, someone's phone ring. That's right. There's all sorts going on in the background there. Anyway, Klopp post-game decided to have a bit of banter. He said this to the journalist after the game. There's no chance we'll add any more players, and I'm not frustrated about this. Joking, we have until August 31st. What a funny bastard. Oh my God. It's like, first we had Peter Moore coming out and like making jokes about, you know, his namesake on Twitter, asking him if he's made any signings or why they're taking so long. And now Klopp's coming out, taking the piss out of our fans. No chance. Nope. we're not making any more signings, just to see the fume go. So, love that man. Let's see what more happens. Out of those, I'm going to go back to you, Amir. How long do you have, by the way? Because I know you're time limited. Are you there, Amir? He's probably on a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Yeah. How long do you have before you got to run off?
I've got like 10 minutes, maybe.
10 minutes, cool. I'll put some more interest onto your side. Speaking about the next game, which is coming up, now, knowing the combinations that we had first team and second team, and the players that we had, maybe if you want to start with the attackers, what combination of attackers would you like to see? Let's go with a front three. Why not?
I would like to see Kent and Ojo alongside Sturridge.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. That would be pretty cool, you know? Pretty attacking. I love him, you know, but you asked for my combination, so I'm going with Kent on left side, Ojo on the right wing,
yeah.
And Sturridge leading the line. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, it is preseason, so we're allowed to experiment. So that's the whole point of this exercise. Yeah, this isn't our most preferred. This is what we want to see. Nadzi?
That's what I want to see.
Yep. Cool. Nadzi, what do you think? Attacking, what would you like to see? I'm
fully on board with what Amir has said. I'll be happy with that. I mean, as you mentioned, obviously it's preseason. We can chop and change things, but that excites me. You know, go with Kent, go with Oju, go with Sturridge and see what the boys can do.
Cool. I wouldn't mind seeing, because I know that Sturridge works best when someone else is drawing defenders on the last line away. I wouldn't mind seeing what Slanky and Sturridge can do together with maybe a left winger of Kent, because I thought he had a great game. And yeah, Ojo on the right, why not? I'd love to see what that can do. Those four up front, should I say, two wingers and two attackers. Midfield.
Good shot.
Yeah. Midfield combination, what would you like to see, Amir?
Midfield combination, Gini Wijnaldum, Henderson, and my personal favorite, Pedro Chirivella.
Chirivella, that's sweet, why not?
Yeah, Grujic maybe in the second half, but I would love to see more of him. I know people don't rate him, but he's my personal favorite.
Yeah.
So I would like to see those three in the midfield.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Over to you, Mr. Nadzi.
So, Chirivella, not for me. So, I would go with BFG.
Oh, yeah.
Big F in Grucic.
Yeah. That's 100%. A good one. I like it.
Yeah, that's my moniker for him, because he's huge. He's like, 1 minute he's 6'3", then he's 6'4".
Yeah, he's still growing.
I don't know what the hell he's eating, but I mean, he's grown. I mean, I think he might end up being the Serbian Crouchy sooner rather than later.
No, right.
But I'm going to go with so BFG, Gini, just because I want to see more of Gini, and I'd put Lucas in the middle.
Oh yeah,
just to mix it up a little bit, and Henderson as well, just to give, because I know Lucas, people say I play him at centre back, but no, let him play in midfield as well, and just kind of mix it up and see in terms of what's going on.
Yeah, cool.
That's what I'd do.
Why not? Since I have already picked two wingers, I'm actually going to have Firmino as the attacking midfielder and Hendo as the defensive midfielder. So if I'm thinking back to my formation of having Kent on the left, Ojo on the right, Solanke and Sturridge up front, Firmino feeding them and Hendo doing his passing magic. So that's going to be my midfield two.
Yeah, to hell with defense, let's all attack.
Yeah. Now, we had a few changes in left back and right back. I think we're all probably going to pick the same right back. Is anyone not going to pick Trent? No.
Nope.
Everyone's picking Trent. Okay, so left back. So we had Flano, we had Milner. We have, I think Moreno's still ill, but do you want to see more Flano? Or do you think he did enough? Conor Randall can play there too. Or do you want to see maybe Joe Gomez go left? What do you think?
No, I think, I would go with Milner just because I think he'll be the backup left back next season anyways.
Sure.
So I would like to see Milner there.
Until big Andy Robertson comes in and becomes our left back for the next 10 years. That's a...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Nadzi?
I would actually go with Joe Gomez and second half maybe play Milner. I just think Gomez kind of bed him in, give him some minutes. I think it'd be good to see him. He played a little left back under Rodgers, so I know he can play there. So yeah. I just feel that, you know, give him a run at a left back, you know, against Wigan, there's not a huge amount of pressure, of course. You know, he's not going to be kind of pelted at 100 miles an hour as he would do in the Premier League. So let him play 45 minutes there. And then if he's fit enough and he wants to and he's able to, maybe switch him to centre-back for second half.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to go with Flano just because I just want to see if he can keep the dream alive of having, you know, a Scouse left-back and a Scouse right-back. I think that would just be a beautiful thing, at least. So I'm going to give him another shot and see, because he didn't do too badly. He didn't do anything spectacular, but we don't need anyone to do anything spectacular. So I'm going to give him another shot left back. Okay, centre back combinations. Did anyone spark your interest? We'll go over to you, Amir. What would be your middle two?
Joey Gomez and Joel Matip.
Oh, cool.
In the first half.
Yep. Natty?
So if we depend upon who plays left back, if we're going to go with Flano at left back, then I'd play Gomez and Matip. If Gomez is going to play left back and Matip's going to be in the centre, then give Clavan a run out, maybe, or switch Lucas back to centre back and then bring someone in into midfield. I think we've got some options there. It all depends, like you said, also that we're hoping that Lovren is fit. If he's not, then fair enough. The Sacco thing, and it runs on and runs on. For my opinion, it runs a lot deeper than what we, the public, know. So
yeah.
I'm not going to go there. I think Klopp's best place to sort that out, and that's why he's the manager. So he'll do what he needs to do for the best of the club. I don't think he's going to feature at all. So let's just see in terms of what the kind of mix-up is. But I'd love to see Gomez, like I said, at centre-back or left-back. But I certainly want to see him play against Wigan at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to see Gomez at left centre-back and Matip at right centre-back. Again, I've been saying this quite a lot. When I watched the under-23s, especially when Gomez came back, and I watched a lot more of under-23s primarily for Gomez. And it just frustrated me that he just kept making a few bad decisions every single game. And I was waiting for that bad moment to happen in the game, and he did do one.
I agree. I agree. Sorry for interrupting, but I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. It's frustrating, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Even last night, he rushed into those aerial challenges and tackles, and, you know, there were a couple of times when he left back for exposed due to his decision-making. And I agree with you that he needs to be better at decision-making, at least.
Yeah, and that comes with time, usually. And he's still very, very, very young, so I'm, again, willing to give him the time. So this is the time. Give him lots of minutes in preseason and see if, hopefully, by the end of the month, he's ironed it out or worked out the level he needs to be at to make a proper drive. Otherwise, send him on loan and give him time. But I want to see, for the sake of at least giving him a proper chance, him at left centre-back and Matip right centre-back. Let's presume that Danny Ward, Grabara, and Karius are all fit. Who would you want to see get the majority of the minutes? Because we know they'll change the majority of the minutes against Wigan. Amir, go with you first.
Karius again. I would love to see Ward, but after 70 minutes or so, because I don't think he'll be under contention to start next season anyways. He had a good season with Huddersfield, but still, I would love to see Karius get 70-odd minutes again.
Cool. Nancy?
I'm the opposite. I would actually go, as much as I'm a fan of Karius, and I spoke about it before in terms of knowing how he played in the Bundesliga and so on, so I won't retrack over or go back over that. But I'd play Ward on the basis that Klopp has indicated and said that all three goalkeepers I'm fortunate to have, and I would let them play and I'll make my decision. I haven't decided on who's going to be my number one. Now, if Danny Ward has aspirations to be number one and it isn't kind of nailed on that he's going to go back to Huddersfield, then let him play at least 70 minutes or let him play at least the half of the game and see exactly in terms of giving him a fair crack of the whip. And just, you know, it's not a case of saying, is he going to make a mistake or this or that? It's about, you know, I've said you're going to be part of the team if you prove it to me. So play some minutes.
Yeah, cool.
So let him play at least one half.
Yeah, love it. I'm pretty much exactly the same. If he's fit, again, maybe too soon since he had a bad back and he couldn't even get the bench, then do it. Otherwise, I'm more than happy to see Grabara have some more minutes because I think he needs to go on loan somewhere. And Karius is probably going to have quite a healthy share of the preseason, I'd say. I think Klopp's made it, put his name against Karius. and I think he needs him to prove himself. And by all accounts, that first game, he didn't put a single foot wrong. So let's hope that continues, and that'll be very good. It'll just be a step up for everybody, which is nice. All right, cool. Now, obviously, since we're all mathematicians here, we can only go on true hard facts. And the fact that we won 4-0 pretty much leads me to believe that we're going to win the league by 38 wins, no losses, no draws. We're going to score 152 goals and not concede a single one, because that's all the facts we have to go on right now. So congratulations, guys. We've won the first title in 28 years. Let's go. Let's party. Have a cheeky drink.
That's the champagne, my friend.
That's it. Awesome. Amir, how long do you have now? Just want to double check.
I have 5 minutes, maybe.
5 minutes. I'm going to give you this moment then with your last 5 minutes to give a shout out to what you do, to where they can find you, and what they can expect when they listen to your stuff.
Well, I'll just be honest and say that as an Indian, we don't get, we don't get the platform that other fans or, fans from UK or Australia or US get. So, I'm just trying to break through that ceiling. And, I've been trying for the last 2 years now.
Wow. And
it was my dream since the last 10 years, but I've started this Red Zone channel, and we have been, thinking seriously for the last 2 years of breaking the mold around here. We don't get much coverage. We're just trying to break the ceiling over here. And Foresight has really given us that platform. And I'm really thankful to Joey for that.
Joey's a baby kangaroo, mate. Just get that right.
Yeah. So I would really like to thank and you too, man. Thank you for having me over here. But yeah, we look for these kinds of platform to someone to just give us a shout and have our voices heard.
Yeah, look.
And
I was just to say, like, the whole point of our podcast is to let people realize, and this is for anyone out there listening. If you are a fan of the club, you have an opinion, I don't care how many followers you have, I don't care about how big your audience is or anything like that, you deserve to have your voice heard. And it could be completely against what I think, that's fine. We may not see you much afterwards, but at the same time, you are completely and utterly allowed. And I hope I can give more people like yourself, especially from my heritage land of India, the motherland, more people a voice, because it's hard to be sitting there and go, I love my club with all my heart, but no one wants to listen to me. No one cares. Yeah,
exactly. That's the point, man. When I've been trying for the last 10 years, just give me a platform so I can, write stuff, or I can speak my mind, or, you see this Redman TV and Anfield Rap and everything that, the Anfield HQ, all these famous sites and podcasts, and you want to, even you want to go there and speak your mind out, but you won't get the platform because they, who's going to reach for you,
Yeah.
You have to try. I mean, I'm trying now for the last 2 years, and I'm glad that I can say that I've moved up a couple of levels from where I started. So, it's a beginning.
It's awesome.
And maybe in a couple of years' time, I'll be somewhere,
I'm a
bigger.
Hopefully. I wish you the best of luck. And my only advice is just be a good guy. And that's all I try and do on my one. Very easy to be a dick online. It's very hard to be nice online. So, yeah.
I agree.
Cool, man. Well, I really appreciate having you on the pod, and I hope to have you here in the future. And again, guys, if you want to listen to more, go to Forecast search for Forecast on your favorite iTunes or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, or go to Foresight, foresite.com, and you should be able to find everyone there. So thanks, Amir. Have an amazing night, dude. I'll keep chatting to Ned.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you. Cheers,
Amir.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, buddy.
Cheers, Ned.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Wait for him to drop so we know if he's going to leave. There he goes. What a lovely man. How nice.
Indeed.
It's
not nice to have someone on from the motherland. I mean, you alluded to the fact that obviously your heritage is Indian, my heritage is Indian.
Cool.
Having someone, as you mentioned, 1.4, 1.6 billion, it's kind of nice to kind of have someone in such a huge country,
yeah,
you know, kind of reach out and kind of, I like the fact that he says, I want to make my podcast and my involvement bigger. I want to do this. I want to do that. Great. Good for him. And I hope it all works out for him. And I fully, you know, sort of agree with exactly everything you said to him. And you're right. You know, when it comes to online and, you know, I've said this to you before and I've advocated it strongly on my account before, is that just be a nice guy, be yourself. Don't be an arsehole.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
So easy to be one. That's what I've really had to hold myself back on and just go, I just want to shred this guy to pieces. And you go, hang on, this guy's just got an opinion.
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
Let him have the
opinion. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's like people come at you or whatever. It's fine. I've told a few friends that have been kind of badgered and to an extent bullied over the last few months in terms of what they may have tweeted. Listen, it's a case of you can ignore it and ignorance is bliss and everything else.
Yeah.
But at times you need to say something. And when you do say something, it's a case of, do you know what? It's not right for people to kind of come at you like that and do certain things. And like you said, you can easily tear people down. But for me, and I'm an advocate of this, I'd rather build people up and spend my time online on Twitter with people I genuinely want to interact with. I genuinely, you know, consider friends in terms of those that I speak away from it. And that's what it's all about. Having a smaller account for me was never about anything that happened to me. Giving away my account was all about trying to help someone else. And that's all it was.
It's awesome. And not many people would do that. So huge kudos to you on that one. Even like recently,
that's cool.
Yeah, even recently, not too long ago, the 12th of July, which was what, a day ago for me, 12th of July?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Wow, it feels so long ago. What's going on? Anyway, I put out this little tweet that just says, I wonder, now listen to my wording carefully, I wonder if this 3-5-2 could work. And I put out my team, Sturridge, Firmino, Mane, Coutinho, Lallana, Salah, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I wrote, thoughts. And I got loads of abuse. Oh, Mane and Salah aren't wingbacks. I'm like, dudes, read what I wrote. I wonder if this 3-5-2 could work. And then they're like, oh, it's not my preferred formation. I'm like, it's not mine either. I've just asked.
I've just asked the question.
People are like, and even one guy went, blah, 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 grow up, dickhead. I'm like, what? What is going on?
So, Mane. Understanding is this: Twitter is a forum whereby you can tweet what you like within certain, obviously confinements of regulations and what have you.
Yeah.
You can offer a question or a poll up to someone. If they don't want to do it or they don't want to participate, they can ignore it. If you offer up a tweet that says "I wonder,"
yeah,
clearly in that first part of that tweet, you're just wondering. Okay, it's like me saying, "Well, I wonder if they made Bad Boys 3 next week. I wonder if we bought Aubameyang and we bought Ronaldo and we bought Messi. I wonder."
Oh yeah.
It's not to say it's going to happen yet. People see that and they go, "Oh, that's a red rag.
Yeah.
I'm a Twitter bull. I'm going to go straight at you and call you every name under the sun because I'm so miserable. I'm going to make you miserable as well. Welcome to my miserable little world. Give me a miserable hug."
Everyone loves a miserable hug.
So, what are you doing? No, go away. Give me the Kloppo hug or just don't come near me.
Yeah, completely. On the positive side, because these are the people I care to spend more time interacting with, there were a lot of great comments, a lot of people saying definitely an option. I may not have this, maybe change this and this. Well, where does Genie Wijnaldum go? And all this kind of stuff. So a really proper, constructive chat. And that's what I love Twitter for. I actually love the conversations I have in there. And I try and make a point of replying to absolutely everybody until it gets a little bit ludicrous. I'm becoming popular.
Yeah.
So it's
that is the initial find that is that the bigger your account grows, the more notifications you get. Not necessarily all positive, and that's just the way the world is. It's like anything. It's like when you do a piece or a project for work, you're not always going to get positive feedback. You're going to get people to say, well, this, and this. But it's about being constructive in what you say.
Yeah, definitely.
If you say to someone, you know, well, so-and-so is not a legend in my eyes because of his actions with regards to the club. And then someone tweets back to you, what would you know? You're an arsehole. He's a legend in my eyes. And that's great. That's your opinion. He's a legend for you. I've stated my opinion. Yeah. That's all I've stated. I've not tore down yours and said that, well, you're incorrect. You're an arsehole. Go away. I'm going to block you. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, dear.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's just the way it is. And I think it's great that you can offer a question saying, I wonder. And those in the majority, they kind of reply and say, well, do you know what, Nish? Or do you know what, Liverpool podcasting coach or whatever, whether they address you by your handle or by your name.
Yeah.
I think this will work. And I like this and like this. And you look at it and think, do you know what? I'm going to respond to that because the person's engaged, doesn't matter who they are, where they're from or whatever in terms of how long they support the club. But they're willing to kind of enter into a conversation about, well, this formation might not work. And that's great because that's what it's about. It's about topical conversation, talking about your club in terms of the biggest interest you have on your account and seeing in terms of what the response is going to be. Case in point, when you did a little Photoshop trick with the kit, you know, and you changed some of the colours up to be pink and to be white and to be, you know, and to be yellow. And it's kind of cool that people do that. People say, well, I don't like pink, it's horrible. Well, I don't manufacture the kit, mate. I'm just changing it on Photoshop. What are you doing that for? Go away, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I had one guy say that. Why would you do this? I'm like, what? Because it's actually good conversation. It's not, we're just not talking about the same tripe over and over again. So.
And it's also a case you tweet it and then the guy said, why do you that? And you're thinking to yourself, because I've got skills, son.
Exactly.
That's why.
Bang. Look at me. And then one guy wrote, poor guy, he's a really, really nice guy, so I won't name and shame him, but he came out and go, you've got way too much time on your hands. And I thought, you know what I can do? I can explain to him in a tweet, probably 5 tweets, how I go into Photoshop and do a color replace and then go across the hue. And I thought, oh, screw it. And I made a really quick 12-second video and just said, look, man, it's so easy. And I just hit reply and he goes, wow, you went through to all the effort to make a video for me. When it's actually easier to just hold my phone up to my screen and show me changing the hue. So, but he's cool. He's a really cool guy. So totally, I'm absolutely fine with it.
I know who you're alluding to, and I totally agree. He's a cool dude.
He's a really, really nice guy.
I totally
guy.
Agree.
Yeah. I would like to give another shout out. There was one. I've forgotten. Yeah, I just want to bring up as well. Do I want to? I don't know. You know, people may think I'm talking out of my bum when it comes to not blocking people and stuff because of the whole FSG out nonsense, because everyone knows that I don't want to get involved in that conversation. What people probably don't realize is that Sean, the guy who runs that Fenway, we come not to pay, blah, blah, blah thing, we have completely different views on this whole thing, but we are amicable with each other. So we actually DM each other and chat, and I have his back when people seem to be going a bit too far and beyond and being rude with him. And he's a human being, so I do DM him and wish him all the best and ask him if he's okay, because, you know, Twitter is just a website at the end of the day.
Sure.
So I did say, though, please don't message me publicly on your site, because as soon as you do that, the guys come out and just abuse the crap out of me, and I just don't – I want to enjoy my experience. So if anyone's out there going, oh, but you're FSG in, it's like, I'm not FSG in. Yeah. I just don't want to take part in that conversation anymore. So
no, I think you and I are of the same sort of mentality. I'm not in, I'm not out. I've expressed my opinion on them. You know, I've made a few tweets. Sean's replied to a few of my tweets and made a few comments about my support, alluding to the fact that I just follow baseball or whatever. I don't need to offer a response to that. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a lifelong fan. I don't need to rise up and I don't need to kind of justify, you know, responding to such. That's, if people want to come at me, that's fine. You know, at the end of the day, I've made my stance, but, you know, pretty known that I can. People can tweet whatever they like and say whatever they want. I've not said I'm FSG out, I'm not FSG in. I have an opinion. I've stated some opinions on certain things, and that's the way it's going to be. And likewise with yourself. But it's a case of, you know, like you just said, he is a human being as well. If people are going to attack him personally, have a go at him personally, that's not right. Yeah. Regardless of what your view and opinion is, of no matter what with regards to the club, it's like at the end of the day, you can keep things, have a rational conversation, a rational debate. Have a conversation, be that through DMs or whatever, but there's no need to start attacking people and saying, well, you know, you're FSG out, your mother this, your mother that, you this, you that. There's no need for any kind of that childish, you know, just juvenile behavior that is just disgusting. There's no need for that at all. Yeah. You know, people can joke and people have a banter, and I joke and people and laugh at people that I know very well on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, people that I consider friends that I speak to away from Twitter. That's different.
Yeah.
You know, because the dynamic is different. If people that don't know you that well, they're coming at you, or people that you do know or what have you are kind of, you know, slated or being slated by other people, it's not nice. And it's one of those things whereby you know, you wouldn't want that happening to yourself, so why do it to other people? Yeah. And that's the way it should be. And I think you're right in saying that, you know what, because, you know, don't kind of come at me publicly, because then you're right, people will say, oh, well, Nish has kind of, you know, underlined his point and given sort of back into that. No, you haven't. So why should you have all this hate come towards you for no reason? It's unacceptable.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway,
you know, it's like here you are. It's just, anyway, we'll move on.
It's saying we could potentially rant on forever, but let's not, for the sake of everyone listening. So keep it simple. Two pieces of news. First one, we have hoodies. We have official LFC Podcasting Couch hoodies. So this is our first merchandise, and I have tweeted out saying, I'm just a proud daddy. That's what I'm going to say. When you start off...
That's cool. It's
our ego.
It is cool. No, it's cool. And I think it's one of those things that when you have your own company or you have your own, you know, which I have, or you have your own kind of podcast or anything that's affiliated to yourself that you've put, A, a lot of hard work into. B, you've had support from other people, but primarily it's mainly been yourself in terms of getting out there and kind of putting yourself out there and doing videos of yourself, and not just videos in regards to your pod. You do all manner of videos to help people on Photoshop, on setting up podcasts, on doing this, on doing that, on everything and anything, Nish, in terms of things that all kind of tech stuff. You've done loads of things for people to just kind of help their own kind of experience. So to appreciate yourself and say, do you know what? I've worked damn hard for this. I'm very proud of what I've done in terms of growing my little pod into a bigger pod now. I'm happy that it's community-based. I've got a few friends on board, you know, in terms of the coach and obviously, you know, Gorgeous George or Curious George
or
what have you. And obviously Rich. Yeah. Obviously Rich, another good buddy of mine. So if the four of you got hoodies and, you know, and I know a fifth person has a hoodie, but he doesn't have it yet, but I won't mention him. He's the number one fan.
Yeah.
It is coming because I got a notification that it's been dispatched and apparently it should arrive tomorrow in terms of the tracking.
So it's local? It's in the UK?
So all being well, it should be good. Yeah, it's in the UK. Apparently it's in Droitwich, which is not that far or somewhere. We'll have to wait and see in terms of where it's going to be. But why not give yourself a pat on the back and say, do you know what? I've worked hard. I've got new hoodies. I'm great. And it's lovely to see that little bit of merchandise with your name on it. I think that's such a cool thing to say. Do you know what? I did this. I made that, and I'm happy and I'm proud to wear it. So what?
And it was Peter Kafinas, the coach. It was his idea to have the initials, and as soon as he said it, I went, "You are a legend! How could you think of something as cool as that?" He said to have it on the opposite side, but I tried, and the software that the site uses, Zazzle, didn't allow me to. But I'm very happy. And for anyone's wondering as well, I want to give a shout out to Pharmacy Mart for it, because literally every single dollar that they've given me for their 20 episode sponsorship, which is ending on episode 100, every single dollar went to getting these hoodies, so didn't pocket a single thing. I bought four of them, so I guess I pocketed a hoodie for myself, but I bought four, so one for me, one for George, one for Pete, and one for Rich. So I spent the entire sponsorship money on that. So I'm blessed that I have a great day job. I'm getting married in 3 weeks, so maybe I'm not that blessed. But I'm blessed I've got a good life. I'm very happy. I'm very privileged in regards to, I've worked very hard from the age of 15. Didn't go to uni. I just worked my ass off and worked my way up the working ladder in that sense. So I'm glad it's come to a point now where I can do things like this, which I enjoy. And I'm not doing it for the money. The money is a great bonus, but the dollars I'm bringing in, I'm going to be doing it on merchandise. I'm going to be giving money to my boys, Rich, Pete, and George. So we just want to bring out as much content as possible and make sure those guys feel appreciated for it as well. So here we go. Start off this little baby pod, and it's growing.
That's cool. And I think that's such a great sentiment and a great attitude to have. It's a case of, you know, because your genuine passion for doing something is not motivated by the monetary gain.
Exactly.
It's motivated by the fact that you've worked hard. And I'm a big advocate of that you work hard, you know, and you reap the rewards and you share those benefits. But also, if you're able to do something like you're doing with regards to the podcast and you are able to get some sponsorship, then you share that benefit with those that you're also doing it with. And I think that kind of appreciation not only helps the podcast, it also helps the friendships that you have with the people you're doing the podcast with.
Yeah.
Because as a person and as a man, it's a case of a measure of someone that does that. It's a case of, do you know what? It just shows in terms of what good a person you are. And you talk about, you know, your life achievements and getting married in a few weeks and everything else. And I think that shouldn't be understated, because a lot of people say that I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And that's great. But I think the nobility and the thought process behind it is often lost on some people. So it's good that you kind of explained in terms of, not that you had to, but that you kind of, that you explained in terms of exactly what made you start the podcast, where it's going to, and your appreciation for the fact that you had a sponsor on board. And what did you do with the money? You got hoodies to
put it back into the podcast,
reward yourselves, yeah. or for you boys. Exactly. You didn't take it out and say, well, I'm going to buy, you know, a new PS4 or whatever, or anything like that. Or I'm going to have a wicked night out or whatever. You didn't do that. You just said, you know what? I want to buy hoodies for the boys. You've got your uniform. So I'm hoping that when you do your podcast and you do the kind of video element for YouTube, that all you boys are wearing your LFC podcasting hoodies. It should be a wonderful thing and a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I am starting this whole, I'm business at the end of the day in regards to my day job. I'm fully into business. So if anyone wants to hear more about how I've started monetizing this and what I can do and what the dollars and pounds can look like in the future, feel free to let me know. And if you guys actually want to hear a proper business pod on how to start a podcast, how to make it monetize, I'm very new to this, but I seem to have guessed my way to a decent amount so far. Please just message me on Twitter at Podcasting Couch. Let me know if you want to hear something like that. I'm more than happy to do an educational pod just for you blokes. I do want to point out one last thing. One last thing about the boys, Rich, Pete, George, is that I told each one independently that I want to give them money. I want to give them, I'll make it very obvious for you guys if you're wondering. If we get sponsorship for an episode and those guys host an episode themselves, they get 100% of the sponsor dollars that we receive for that episode. I thought that's the only fair way. If they're going to be putting in the effort and I have nothing to do with it, then why should I get that cash? So that's how I'm doing it. And you know what each one of them said when I asked them independently or told them independently? They all said, I don't want the money. I'm not doing this for money. And I went, just felt a little heartstring just twang. That's the kind of people you need to surround yourself with. Yeah, I know, right? You want to surround yourself with people like that who are A, passionate about the club, exactly, passionate about the project, and don't want it. And I just insisted, and I went, guys, look, that's very noble of you, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, whether you like it or not. So at the end of each month, we're going to tally up every podcast, and if you've done it and it's still going well and you enjoy it and you're loving what you do, I'm going to give you the dollars, whether you like it or not. So. And they're all just like, okay, all right, thank you. Just always know we're not here for the money. And I went, oh, you guys are brilliant. So that's advice number two. Number one, don't be a dick. Number two, appreciate the people around you, the good people around you. Keep them close. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Any other business advice you want to add to that, Nats, even though we were supposed to be a Liverpool podcast?
I'd host a business podcast with you, and I like yourself in terms of, you know, I come from that kind of background too, and people want to seek out advice or such, you know, I'm happy to kind of lend my ear to that as well. And I think it's right what you said about in terms of surround yourself with certain people. I think for me is that I am on Twitter as close as I can be to who I am away from it. So in terms of the people that I've met from Twitter that I consider friends, that I speak to away from on Twitter, and I've been fortunate to meet, you know, half of them. It's a case of a lot of those people echo very much the friendships that I have away from Twitter, the people that I've known for 20 or 30 years, because like-minded people invariably find each other regardless of the domain that they meet initially. And for me, Twitter was never about signing up and having X amount of followers. For me, it was when I first joined in October 2015, it was about seeing what it was all about. I'm, as you know, I'm an uber geek anyway, and I'm a bit of a tech head. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to come in, I'm going to automate it as much as I can and do this and do that, and then see who I can engage and did I make mistakes? Look, in terms of automation code and everything else, everything's trial and error. So, yeah, you know, whether I had auto blocks or what have you or blah, 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 of course you do. And it doesn't please everyone and you're not going to please everyone. But you know what? The crux of that is that 99.9% of the people that I actually speak to away from Twitter, it's kind of irrelevant what process I had in place anyway.
Yeah.
So for that kind of basis, I mean, growing your account and everything else, I grew mine pretty much exponentially with no help from anyone. You know, I didn't request shout outs from people or stuff like that. I just did it my way, and it kind of helped that when I got it to a point whereby at the end of the last season, I thought, do you know what? What can I do with my account in terms of, and I gave it a bit of thought, and then I gave it more thought. And then a couple of weeks ago, or rather 3 or 4 weeks ago, I kind of sent out a tweet and said, you know what, I'm giving away my account. Drop me a DM or a WhatsApp if you've got my number with a business plan or anything like that. And I'll decide as to who's going to get it. And then I decided on Carl, who I hadn't chatted away from Twitter at all. You know, I didn't have his number or nothing. you know, we got to kind of know each other once I kind of decided it was going to be him. And I said, you know what, mate, I'll help you set it up, but I'll change a few things on there, or I'll get rid of all the automation and blah, blah, blah. And then you run it as you see fit. Here's the password, change it up. You know, hopefully helps your business. And if you get one contract out of it, great. If you don't, then it doesn't really make any difference. You know, I'm doing what I wanted to do. I'm not saying everyone should do, but it kind of felt just nice to kind of say, you know what, run with it, do what you want with it. I'll set up a separate account, same handle. And if it grows, it grows. If it doesn't, fine, because there's no automation on this one. It is what it is. Most of the people that follow me that I've followed back are ones that kind of I chatted to the most on my other account anyway. So it makes no difference. Yeah,
definitely. No, it's awesome what you've done, and it's great to see. So there's so much that people can do, but the main point is, as we've kept alluding to, be nice, keep nice people around you. So sorry that we've, if you've here for full on Liverpool chat, but you know, we're humans as well. So we kind of digressed a bit.
Of course.
To finish this off, God, I'm just trying to think. I don't really want to talk transfers again just because it's just been done to death. We'll wait until we actually have something new to talk about. Maybe at this point, look, mate, I might just say thank you so much for coming on. Again, you're an absolute legend. So
yeah, buddy.
Thank you for coming around.
No, I appreciate being your advisor. No, anytime, mate. You know, if I'm free and we're up for a chat, then of course I'll jump on the pod. I love the couch. It's nice and soft. I've got my own spot on there now.
Lovely.
I think this is my... It's my fifth appearance, so I'm starting to be like Ross from Friends, in that if someone sits in my spot and in my absence, I'm going to get quite territorial over it.
Yeah. I love it, mate. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you've enjoyed episode 94. Six left until we hit the big one. So, yeah, have an amazing... Yeah. Let's hope we have a great game against Wigan. I'll do another one as soon as we can after that. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep talking to me on Twitter. I absolutely love it, and have a very good day or night. Goodbye.
Lovely cushion header. Pacheco!